The Senate is greenlighting a disaster relief bill to the floor. It could come up for a vote as early as Monday. It has two key provisions for Alaska: federal aid for the fisheries disaster and money for marine debris research and cleanup. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the bill has ballooned in size, and it's unclear whether it will pass as is.
The disaster relief bill was designed for Northeast states devastated by Hurricane Sandy. Governor Andrew Cuomo requested $30 billion for New York alone. The package has swollen to $60 billion, and it's no longer just for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. There is nearly $60 million for mapping and charting marine debris. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski questions whether programs like this need to be in a spending package intended to be doled out quickly.
Is this something that we can spend down right now, or again, is there some increment that we can advance now in terms of the emergency relief versus something that might come later?
Senator Murkowski would not commit to supporting the measure right now. She says some programs will have to wait until next year's budget, perhaps even the marine debris money. U.S. Senator Mark Begich requested the marine debris money and says the millions of dollars will go to eastern states as well. The aid bill comes with $150 million for fishery disasters. The money would be divided between Alaska, Gulf Coast states, and New England. Senator Begich says it's up to the congressional delegation to make the pitch to NOAA for a specific amount of that $150 million.
We weren't one-third of that, you know, but we are a chunk. You know, the question will be which ones are immediate. Of course, we think Alaska's immediate. And then New England states are more... It's not really yet happening, the full disaster that they're concerned about, and the Gulf obviously has happened.
Alaska has already declared a disaster and requested help from the federal government. Passing the bill quickly and cleanly could prove tough. The debate in Washington is over cutting spending, and this bill would add $60 billion to the debt. Some members of the House have indicated they'll pare the bill down and request offsets in spending. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.